Good morning. Good morning. Okay. Today we have gotten to request number five. From the other week, we had five. We got through four. So today we're taking up number five, which is Genesis 1. So I want you to rest in reality and recognize that there is no person here to be speaking, and there's no person here to be listening. Supreme Spirit, God alone is. So follow a breath in and being aware of a breath going out. Let go of mind. And just relax into the flow called breathing, knowing you are not doing the breathing. It is a happening that you are aware of. Letting go of any thoughts for now, or feelings, or sensations, just watching but not doing. Be as you truly are, empty. Leave everything, leave thoughts, leave ideas, leave I, leave God. Leave consciousness. Be empty. There is only you here and now. Since before time, you were present, and you are the only presence now. Having a form or a name does not make you a person, nor does it make any other form that has been labeled what it has been labeled. And when the term you is used, it is you. The God awareness communing with itself. Be still. So this was our fifth request from the other week to have a discussion. And a talk on Genesis 1. And I wasn't quite sure how to get it started. So I put it off for a bit, but I was called back to the silence. And in listening, reflective listening, this is what came up to do. So, here it is. Okay. So what it is I would like today to have some dialogue, okay? Some interaction here on the subject called God. And what is this something that I am? Okay. I hear the terms God consciousness. I hear the term I am. I hear pure awareness. I hear presence. I hear I am essence. And then there is Elohim. There is Brahman. There is Allah. And we have the Hebrew and Christian, Asian, metaphysical, and many other interpretations of what we call scriptural writings. And they attempt to tell us, or they believe they are telling us, what God is and what God does. But we have to remember that the words for God, including the word God, are labels. They are labels. They are not defining what is or what is present. They are labels trying to describe what can never be described. Okay. Try as we might, using our mind. Okay. But the truth of this something called God is not to be found in the mental understanding of a label. Any words or descriptions that we come up with for this something called God will not be it. So, do we know what God is? This God that I am, do I know what it is? Or do we still accept what we have been told or read as to what God is and what God does? Yes, we do rest back in the reality of I am. I am this something called God. But what is it I am resting in and as? So, I thought we could take this request for Genesis 1 and look at God from the metaphysical interpretations instead of the usual content we are told or given by a book or by another. And even these metaphysical interpretations, again, are going to be words, but they may bring up some new insights for you. Okay? And perhaps some of you are already using metaphysical terms when you read. If you have a metaphysical interpretations or metaphysical dictionaries of that sort. So you may be converting some of these topics yourself. So we're going to look at it from the metaphysical interpretations rather than the way it's written and try to interpret that, interpret it from there. Okay. So in Genesis 1, we have a beginning to what we are put into a story about the what is. Okay. So here we have it is Genesis 1 through 5. And you, most of you are probably familiar with it. Okay. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was waste and void. And the darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw the light, and it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, one day. Now, those are the usual English words, and we all pretty much have the same English dictionary up in our mind to tell us what is meant, right? And we all presume to know what those words mean, but perhaps not in their scriptural context. You have to look at scriptures like it is written in code, in stories and allegories. And this was so everyone had the opportunity to read the scriptures, but they would have to make that journey into the silence to be able to interpret what was actually being spoken. This had an effect of keeping the mysteries from those who were not yet truly sincere in only wanting to know, who am I? Okay. So we have the scripture written, it is given, and all has that opportunity to read it, but there has to be a deeper interpretation. God is not in the words. God understanding is within. So when we have this something called God creating, but what was the creation? Okay, because it wasn't material. So I am the God now of creation. How did I do it? What did I do? What is creation? So, in metaphysical terms, in metaphysical speaking, heaven is interpreted as the high realm of ideas. Okay. So if God created the heavens, God created the realm of high, pure, creative ideas. That's what heaven is. And in that pure idea, out of heaven came the idea of the perfect man, the perfect expressed idea. And that is our expression, pure, perfect idea. And that idea is an expression, which in Christianity is called Christ, or it can be called Buddha, or I am. That all comes out of heaven, that pure idea. And the name Christ or the name Buddha is given to that idea. So We have the idea. The idea is the what is. That is the creation. But we give it a name. Do not forget that the name is not the idea. The name is but a label. Okay? And that is used for storytelling. The label is used for the storytelling to tell you of heaven. So the first creation was the pure, perfect idea of self, God self. And then also with Earth, this label represents the realm of thought forms. So it comes from heaven to Earth. So the thought realm is what we see eventually. Okay. It is the consciousness of the body. It is the consciousness of objects. So Earth is where the ideas take place. Consciousness formed. So we have a creating principle as pure idea or pure thought. So that's heaven and earth. High ideas, consciousness formed. Okay. And then, now the darkness is interpreted as ignorance. Okay. And that ignorance is all that is covering the knowledge of the depth of creation. The ignorance is all that is covering the knowledge of the depth of creation, the divine idea, the depth of the being you are. Now, again, the darkness is the ignorance. What is the ignorance? Well, the ignorance is the believing that you are a separate person, that you are not the presence, that you are not what you already are. The state of ignorance is holding to an illusion of being a separate person. So, the darkness again is interpreted as ignorance. And that is the only thing that veils or covers the knowledge of creation, of yourself. Nothing, there's nothing else there. There's no barriers there. There's no mountains to climb. Nothing is there but that one tiny acceptance. I'm a person, or I'm a body, or I'm my thoughts. All same thing. But spirit moved. Now, spirit being the divine or the creative intelligence, this creative intelligence called God mind. And don't confuse that mind with the normal thinking we have about mind. Okay. But the spirit, this divine intelligent, moved on the waters. Now, waters is always meant mental thinking, thoughts. So the spirit moved on the waters, meaning that this mental ignorance and weakness, and water is as well has the interpretation of cleansing and mental potentiality for self-realization. So we have here the ignorance of unknowing moved upon by intelligence of spirit, thereby giving the potentiality of realization. Okay. So while you have this yin and yang, well, not a yin and yang, but while you have this duality of light and darkness, the wisdom or this divine intelligence moved on that ignorance, giving it this divine potential. So spirit moved in a mental cleansing potentiality of that weakness. Okay. So then, when that was accomplished, when that was complete, then this creative principle spoke the words or issued forth the idea. That's what words are, ideas. Okay, so it issued forth the idea of light. Let there be light. And light meaning intelligence. When he spoke, "I am the light of the world," meaning I am the creative intelligence. I am the divine knowing. I am the light of the world as you are. And the light was good. And good has the meaning of godlike, a godlike intelligence. It's good. It is good. So, while we have the opportunity to believe in duality and separation, there's nothing that makes us not hold on to that as a belief. We have that opportunity to do that. We are free to do that. Okay. But it is once that the silence is touched and you have felt that, you have felt that withinness, that maybe but just a moment of pure, unadulterated peace. You have touched in the silence, you have touched your own being. And the false beliefs, they begin to dissolve. And it's because the silence is the light. The silence is the intelligence, the divine intelligence. That's why be still, be silent, be in the knowing of your divine intelligence self. Okay? Everybody still with me? There's going to be a test at the end. We're having a pop quiz. So, light called day, day being illumination, the light of day, the illumination. Okay, that spark of recognition. Day meaning illumination. Sun illuminates the day. The light of your being illuminates the world. and the darkness was called night. Now, day and night again are symbols, and they describe the different varying degrees of illumination. Okay, it's almost like you have the highest of illumination, and then there are varying degrees as you go down, 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 all the way down to what I'm going to say in my example. So we have in an example, I'm going to have to use appearances here. Say you see someone that's in a state of anger and hatred and judgment and vengeance. You see, that's the very, perhaps the bottom of the illumination. Okay. And at that bottomness of illumination, we call that ignorance. Okay. Then you might see someone that's being very kind, being very helpful, and always wanting to be there for somebody to help them or do something to help. But both of those variations still see others as others, separate from them, not of God, really, because they don't see them as being their self. They see them as being separate. Both variations there that we just said are still in that state of separation, even though one is doing kindness to others. Okay. So, in that state, they are still, both levels are still in a state at the bottom of illumination in ignorance. Are not yet seeing that they are the presence and that there are no others. Both of those examples. So that would be a variation. They are still both in a state of ignorance, but in different degrees. Okay, so we all seem to take the same walk. It's like we are all walking out of the darkness, out of ignorance, out of misunderstanding, out of false beliefs. We all take the same walk from that ignorance of what we think we are to the understanding of what we are. So we are ignorant of being the divine self. And we take this walk into the understanding that we are the divine self. So now, again, night or darkness, meaning ignorance, and day, meaning understanding. I saw the light of day. I had this understanding. So the evening or night, the morning or light are also symbolic for the state of mind. It is for where we are in having released personal thoughts and personal ideas and being a personal being. Where are we? And releasing them, where are we in our devotion of practice to move past them? Okay. And once we have done that, Then you are truly resting in the realization of having touched the very presence of God that you are, your true reality, your true self. Being the God mind of creation, of spirit, being divine intelligence. And this one day, this day and night was not a 24-hour period. So there we have some interpretation of it from a metaphysical standpoint. Now Genesis goes on, Genesis 1 goes on to number 31, and I don't think we're going to attempt that today. But this gives you some idea of how scripture can be seen from a different level. Okay. More of an esoteric level rather than a grounded in earth form level. So maybe it's brought some inspiration or some new insights for you today that maybe hasn't been there before. So will we find God from looking at things this way? Not if we keep it on a mental level. And we would need to take even the symbols, even the interpretations, we would have to take them within. As in with any reading that you do, you take it into the silence, and that's where the heavenly interpretation is. Okay, is in that silence, and we take it there, and we be still. And we take it in the remembering that we will not know God or consciousness or pure awareness, what we are, until we leave thoughts and mind and be empty. When we set aside any ideas of knowing God through thought or doing, and when we set those aside, we enter that realm of heaven. We enter that realm of being. So here it is again. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was waste and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw the light, and it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was an evening, and there was a morning, one day. Okay. Do some of you read metaphysical interpretations and other things of that nature to move things along? Or I'm not much of a Bible study person. I'm aware of different passages and different things that I have enjoyed taking into the silence, but not as a study person of the Bible, of the Christian, what we call, the Christian Bible. Yeah, good morning there, Miss Kate.
Good morning, my sweet. I don't read a lot of metaphysical. I'm not answering that question that you just asked,
Okay.
but I wanted to just share with you how beautiful that was, Mary. First of all, how you took us in to the movie.
Okay.
But what stood out for me, of course, was that the silence, the resting in the silence and the creation moves through us. And that's where the aliveness and the fresh expression of life comes from. That's creation.
Yes, your ideas, yeah.
It can never really come out of the mind, which is not alive.
Well, it won't come out of the mind. Well, let me put it this way. Creation will come out of the mind, even if it's negative. If your thoughts and your words and your ideas are of a negative nature, by the power of your being, by the power of what you are, that word is spoken. That word is creation. Now it can be negativeness. Oh, woe is me. I'm so bored. I'm so, I don't have nothing to do. What am I going to do today? This is such a boring day. That type of thing. Or that is vibration, that is energy, and that is creation. Now,
Oh.
living in the realness of your being, which is you are the very presence of heaven, and moving from there with words and thought, the thoughts being, perhaps I am grateful for the beauty and the peace and the joy of this day. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And you live in that altitude, then that is the vibration of your creation. Can you see what? So we're creating all the time by the very nature of who we are. Are you creating a day of low energy and low vibration, or are you creating the day in illumination, high ideas, knowing God is at the other end of the phone, knowing God is the clerk at the store, knowing God is all that is, and knowing that everything is yourself and everything is pure and perfect as it is. Living from that altitude, or living from the lower altitude, living from the light or living from the dark, we're still going to create our day.
Okay, there's.
Are you seeing that?
I see that, but I want to go back to the silence,
Okay.
to moving from there
Yes.
to create,
Yes.
not from when you're moving from there,
Yes.
the silence. Okay, I'm gonna go, and it filters through your mind, or
Yes.
it's a high vibration.
Right.
And if it's just coming from up here, it ain't a very high vibration.
Right, because when we create negatively, we are pretty much unconscious to who we are.
Oh, okay.
So you're creating from from that unconsciousness. Forgive them. They know not what they do. You are unconscious. You don't know what you're doing. You're creating it, but you don't know that you're creating it because you're unconscious to who you are and you're unconscious to what you're doing.
But if you're creating, like I am feeling this expression wanting to come into form.
Okay.
And I have to keep staying with the silence to listen, I guess, listen,
Okay.
to be receptive to it, to move from there.
Right.
Because my thinking, my mind wants to grab it all the time and kind of take off with it. Does that make sense?
Well, that can also be a creative process of imagination.
Oh.
The mind is called into play to be a servant. And the thinking process, if I want to paint a painting, I use the thinking process creatively. You know, what size canvas? Do I want to do a landscape? Do I want to do a seascape? So the mind is being used, and then there's something that just seems to flow, and the body makes the motions to put that on the canvas over there. So the mind is there is mind is meant to be your servant. God mind. Okay. Not this thing we call mind, thoughts of duality, not that.
Not Kate's mind, not Kate's mind.
Yeah, well, there's no Kate to have a mind,
Mind,
but
but she
yeah, but
has.
I understand what you're saying. Yes.
It's almost like starts to run off with ideas, and I have to keep coming back.
Okay.
You know what I
But
mean?
sooner or later, something is going to have to be the impulse to get it into form.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't just keep going back. There has to be something that lets it flow out. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
So, did you see something new for you in the interpretations, the metaphysical interpretations, in how you can even read different things? Like there's just a simple thing in the morning, I am grateful for. For this day. Day meaning illumination. If I were praying it out loud, then others would think I was talking about this 24-hour period. But I'm grateful for the illumination, the awareness, the awakening, the knowing. So I'm grateful for this day. So you read the different interpretations into different words. Okay. How about you there, Chuck?
I don't know what to say. I guess one question I have is, what is a name of one of these books that as metaphysical interpretations.
Well, we have to go back to the old folks. We have to go back to Fillmore, Charles Fillmore. He has there is a book called Metaphysical Bible Interpretations. I'll look it up and send that for you. There's a metaphysical dictionary, and then there's the metaphysical interpretations. Yeah, I will put that in an email for you.
Thank you. And
Yeah.
I do want to say thanks for taking up this subject. I don't think I got much out of it, but I think I will during the week when I hear it again.
Okay.
The thing that stands out is I think the message is you can't take the words in the first chapter of Genesis literally,
Right.
but when you compare them with quotations in the New Testament, I and my Father are one, all of my Father has is mine, those, I think we're saying, well, we can take those literally, but we can't take what we think is the truth in the first chapter of Genesis. Does that make sense?
That makes sense, but at the same time, we can't even take, unless you know out from the stillness that you are the Father and you are the Son, the terminology of all that the Father has is mine can create a sense of two-ness, that there is a Father and then there is a me that has everything that this Father has. So again, what does the Father mean? What is the Father? And what is the Son? So again, you wouldn't be able to take them literally, not from the usual interpretations of the term Father and the term Son, as in a fatherly person and a son person. It might have that feeling that you are divine, the divine son of a divine father, but there's only one essence, there's only one presence, and I have everything that the Father has because I am the Father and I am the Son. That's why everything that the Father has belongs to the Son, the essence, the expression. So I have to know that. Otherwise, I'm just using the normal dictionary terms of father and son. And that's where you want to take a second look. Do I really know? Have I interpreted the word father in my heart? Have I interpreted the word son in my heart? Have I taken that to the silence? Have I seen emerging? Or, so it's just a suggestion that to not take the words of scripture like would be in Webster's dictionary. The interpretation needs to come from our heart. Okay? That any help?
Yes.
Yes, we do. And when we are reading things, we do presume that we know the meaning of the words. But again, with scriptures, it can be like a different language. It's like in the days of old, the tarot deck came from when religion was suppressed. It was suppressed, so they made up these tarot cards, and that's where it was a hidden. They kept their religion, so to speak, or their faith hidden, and they would use these tarot cards as if they were playing a game, but they were actually having like a prayer meeting. So the terms of scripture can be hidden, and you have to do that going within to get the real interpretation. Okay. Okay, we have any more? Any more comments or questions? Well, maybe it gave you some food for thought for today. So have a beautiful day. And I guess we'll call this one complete. And excuse me. Let us pray. Most beloved self, how can I be other than what is declared in heaven? I lay down the ignorance of self and see the light is already shining. It shines from within my being. I illuminate the darkness, and it is no more. Amen. Om. Namaste.